Well, welcome. Welcome to all of you who made it through the rain to be here, and welcome to those who are watching and listening in as we go. I've still to figure out the trick to not have my glasses fog up as we go, so hopefully I'll be able to read my material. But good to be here, and good to be able to connect through other ways as well during this time. Today is Vision Sunday. This is something we introduced last year, trying to come back to our vision statement, so our shared values, priorities as a church, and look towards the next year of activity for us. Recognize that for this year, it's hard to see ahead very far, so that's going to look different. Our activity is going to look different, but we thought it important to hold on to that and come back to that as well. Today, as you'll be aware, is our younger generation service. Next Sunday, we'll look forward to another seniors service. Our call to worship for this morning comes from Psalm 36, verses 5 to 9. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your lights we see lights. Trudy will lead us, along with Alf, in our opening song. The lyrics will be on the screen. We'd invite you to listen along and read along silently with those as we go. I invite you to please join me in prayer. God, you hold us steady and keep us afloat when the current pushes and pulls all around us. There are times in life when it seems like the waters are still. In this time, God, it feels at times like we've been rocked by the waves. And so we continue to look to you as our help. God, as we look to this next year of activity as a church, we recognize that we can't see very far ahead along the way. We're planning in so many areas of our lives in weeks now, and not months or years. Like rapid water, so much has changed so quickly for us, and we wonder when things might change again. And so, God, we lament the ways that this year will be different, the activities that will not take place or will take place differently. But God, we also give thanks for the ways that we've been able to adapt and flow along with it. The ways that we've been able to change what we do as things around us have changed. God, we entrust this next year of our life together as a church to you. Our services, our meetings, our programs and activities. We pray for our students and our teachers as they've resumed classes now. And we pray for others who continue their work as well, whether on-site or still from home. And God, we lift up our worlds today as well, and think especially of those in the midst of wildfires. We seek your hand and your mercy in the midst of those situations. God, we offer up the rest of our time to you this morning. Bless the reading of your words. Bless our song. And bless Pastor Randy as he speaks as well. Hold us steady and keep us afloat, O God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Trudy and Alf will lead us in song again. The invitation last week, which remains the same, is though we won't be singing for now, you're welcome to hum along or tap or clap as we go.
I have to wait for my glasses to clear up. Good morning, welcome, and thank you to Herb and company for providing the shield here. Sort of feel like a spit shield, so I can take my mask off and speak so that you can hear me, because certainly I've heard in the last while with the mask on, it makes it very difficult, especially for those folks with hearing issues. And so the screen is here to help mitigate anything that could happen there with that. Just going to lower this a bit there. In my community volunteer work with search and rescue, we're often called to help search for people missing in the waters of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. Lake Erie is notoriously dangerous because it's relatively shallow and has extremely fast-moving currents. Nothing scientific, but in my opinion, one of the common elements of searching for persons missing in the waters is the report that the person is a good swimmer. That's a good thing. The second most common element in those reports is the person who is a good swimmer was not wearing a personal flotation device or life jacket when they went missing. And so rescue teams, they're tasked to find persons missing in the water without a personal flotation device. The mission typically turns from rescue to recovery. When swirling in the current, what's the one thing you need to survive? Dominating the news and dominating our lives for the past 6 months, the coronavirus pandemic has left us swirling in a turbulence of numbers, of suspicion, of fear, certainly of disruption. And false reports, either of how common COVID is or how deadly it can be. We're swirling in a current of information overload. At times it's overwhelming and it's difficult to comprehend. And one of our needs is for constant vigilance as to how important it is to protect ourselves to protect our loved ones and others around us. I share with you these words from the final chapter of the Bible's Book of Revelation. Invite you to listen for the descriptions of the vivid imagery. Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. There will be no more light. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God who inspires the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll." Thus far the reading. If you hear the rain pouring outside, somewhat of a reminder, catching us up and we're swirling in the current. The last two chapters of Revelation are composed of the final vision of the book. The first creation has disappeared and the last judgment has followed. The wicked have gone to their punishment. Nothing remains but the eternal reward of the saints. This is the climax, not only of the book of Revelation, but the whole story of God's salvation as told in the Bible. I've heard there are those who speculate the current coronavirus pandemic, it's a sign of the end times. It's described in Revelation. Important considerations when life as we know it has been turned upside down. When events beyond our control take us down paths we would rather not go, we get caught up in the current and we put up our resistance. We speculate theories as to who or what might be behind the scenes causing this devastation to life as we know it. Those of us old enough to remember know how catastrophic the 1970s oil crisis was, and how at the time rampant speculation was that the end times were upon us. More recently, Glenn Farren, University of Alberta instructor, said, "Talk of the apocalypse has surfaced alongside various viruses such as SARS, H1N1, as well as after 9/11. It also emerged during the Y2K pandemic, panic, 20 years ago, when many feared that the world's computers would simply shut down. And it's tempting to get caught up in the swirling current of the situations we would rather avoid. Forgive me if I'm wrong, yet I hesitate to jump to the conclusion that the latest threat to what we consider normal life is the final nail in the coffin of the end time. Unfortunately, since the COVID-19 pandemic began, the number of deaths worldwide is fast approaching 1 million lives lost due to the virus. The pandemic is a serious threat to life. I'm just hesitant to say that it is the mark of Jesus' return. Pandemic or otherwise, Jesus came to give us life and life eternal. Our task is to live life in the full awareness of God's invitation to faith through Jesus Christ. And our call is to be ready at any time. We make decisions as to how we respond to threats. We resist the forces that sweep us along, or we adapt to the flow. When it comes to practical life-saving strategies in swirling currents, when caught up, the best advice for survival is not to fight the current, but to use the energy of the force to go around the threat. Sometimes the best way to move forward is to back up and go around. Trying to resist a strong current will not only exhaust one's physical energy needed to survive. If caught in a current taking you away from shore, the expert's survival advice is to float with the current while swimming parallel to the shore to eventually escape the threatening pull. Currents are deadly. They can also bring life. These days of COVID-19, we can focus on what's missing from our lives. We can focus on what we have to do differently. We can focus on what we don't like. Raise my hand, that's easy to do. Things I don't like these days. We might also use the tide of the corona restrictions as an opportunity to change our habits to become more life-giving. My reading of Revelation 22 is a vision of paradise restored. There are multiple images of creation and the fall, and also images leading to the gift of eternal life. The water of life, the tree of life, the fruit, and the declaration that there will no longer be any curse. In the beginning, while in the garden, Adam and Eve hid from God because of their disobedience. Here, described for us in Revelation, where creation is being restored, God's servants will see His face. No more hiding. Interesting, the image in verse 2 of the river flowing down the middle of the great street of the city. Try and visualize that one. The river is flowing down the middle of the street of the great city. Difficult to visualize, the spiritual implications are clear enough that in the city, eternal life is central and it's available to all. I notice further in verse 2, while on each side of the river stood the tree of life. The language used, tree is singular, one tree, but both sides of the river. Regardless of the explanation, while in the garden, Adam and Eve were not allowed to eat from the tree of life. Yet here, in Revelation 22, the new creation, the new earth, here there is free access to its fruit. Eternal life. In contrast to the darkness of evil, which is dominating our present world. The latter part of Revelation's vision uses the image of light to declare the new creation. The future of the world is spoken of in Revelation is a new heaven and a new earth. And while many focus on the world's end as being a time of destruction and death, there's a balanced view here in the book of Revelation as that of a world being rescued, restored, renewed, foretold in the prophet Isaiah. Refers to the image of transformation of the present world into a new heaven and new earth. Chapter 60. Jesus speaks of this new heaven and earth passing away. The heaven and earth passing away through the gift of salvation. Jesus speaks of renewal rather than destruction. The Apostle Paul sprinkles his letters to the churches with references of new creation. Of redemption, transformation. As a church community, believers in Jesus Christ, these days we're having to do things differently. And there's a lot about coping with the coronavirus that I just don't like. Yet I'm also learning to see the possibilities of living life differently. A way in which life is more full. During these months, I don't know about you, but I've spent a lot less time driving around. It allows me to spend more time with family. With fewer people in my social bubble, I've experienced more quality time with those who are part of my bubble. In these last months, I've visited fewer of you in your homes, but I've connected with more of you by phone. While we've always enjoyed brief conversations with our neighbors, it seems this summer we've done a lot more of that, connecting with people closest to us. And so while the coronavirus is a threat to life, while the restrictions we have to live with are a disruption to how we live, we can also learn to see the possibilities of living life differently in a way that life is more fully alive. The gift of God's salvation is to use the energy of that which might cause us harm to become the renewal of life. I know you don't have bulletins, but if electronically or when you receive it by mail, whichever means you receive it, you'll see in the outline what Pastor Nick has given for us as a vision of what it means to be part of St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church and the wider community. A gathering of believers in Jesus who worship God, who serve God, who work to share God's story and God's hope. From this, may the challenges of dealing with COVID-19 be a current that carries us to a new creation of being a community of faith, life-giving in the name of Christ. May that current carry us for the days ahead. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for this brief time of worship. I hope it has been meaningful and significant for you, for thoughts and reflections of life and work and being part of community. Ask that you remain seated for the time being, and following the benediction, the ushers will come forward and ask you to leave in a somewhat orderly fashion, and we will be leaving from the side aisles, and so they will give direction, I believe, starting on this side. And so please follow the instructions of the ushers. I offer these words of blessing. As we go from this time of worship, gracious God, watch and keep your faith and love over us, that we may be people of yours, belonging to Christ. The Lord keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.